Sometimes we just need to cry out. Sometimes we just look around at the world and we can already feel that cry taking form. We can hear it echoing within our chests. And we ask, "Oh God, are you there? Do you even exist? Because I need you. We need you." I honestly don't have too much to add to this. The words of Isaiah resonate with a cry that many of us might be familiar with. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence. These words say more than I ever could. They resonate with a truth that wells up inside many. A longing for the world to be healed. For things to be made right. For the brokenness to be bound up. Throughout the scriptures, there are stories, there are psalms of people crying out to God. People have looked at the world, at the problems of their day, and been overwhelmed long before any of us were born. For millennia upon millennia, at least, if not longer, people have fed energy to anxieties that we are helpless against the enormity of countless systemic evils, hopeless against the depths and complexity of the world's wounds. Look at the world, O God. Look at what's happening. It's too big for me. How do you not do anything? After all of this, will you restrain yourself, O God? Will you keep silent? I didn't plan it with this in mind, but I love that this passage makes allusions to last week's theophany at Mount Sinai. The author reflects on the memory of that presence at Sinai, at how wonderful it was, but follows up by asking, "Where are you now?" Because if the reign of Christ is the culmination of the Christian liturgical year, here at First Advent, we return to its infancy. An infancy that begins with a cry from all of creation saying, "Where are you? Are you even real? Because we need you." This is in many ways what Advent is all about. As the world celebrates the Advent season, decking it out in lights and wreaths and all that good, happy stuff, which I'm a fan of. I love my Lego Advent calendar as much as the next. But as part of the Christian community, we're called to carry its original intent as a sort of mini Lent, to maintain a sense of solemnity in the midst of it all. It's not just about anticipating Christmas. It's about hungering for it, even when we don't know if it's coming. It's about crying out for it, saying, "When, O God, when?" And we mustn't look at these cries, we mustn't look at this time as a time without hope, a time when hope has not yet been born into the world, but rather, I believe we're invited to see our cries themselves as hopeful. That whatever is within us, whatever is calling out, longing for something new, has already encountered something more, already knows deep down that another world is possible, and so can imagine the incarnate presence of holiness for all of creation. That part of ourself which longs for that, it is in itself sacred. It's that part of ourselves made in God's image. It's the divine seeking the divine. Whatever imagery you want to use. I've used this quote before, but it's such a good one. It could probably be used every week. This is from Pascal. Fear not, you would not seek me if you had not already found me. Though I've heard it, you would not seek me if you did not already possess me. Those cries which grace the pages of Scripture, those cries which we continue to utter aloud or in our hearts in silence, those cries themselves are God seeking God. And so for this first Sunday of Advent, in the silence that we'll inhabit for the next 4 weeks, we're invited to join our hearts with the chorus of voices who for years upon years have cried out into the depths of the unknown, those voices longing for some sense of the world, longing to know something is sacred in the midst of madness, longing for an answer as we shout into the chaos, longing to know that incarnation is near, that God is indeed present. Are you there, O God? Because we need you. We so desperately, desperately need you. O come, Emmanuel. Amen.